Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Looking to refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Bill's family was cruising until he loaded $50,000 on his credit cards to cover expenses after his income was cut in half. Stressed out and living paycheck to paycheck, Bill called Team Hochberg for a free consultation. We consolidated Bill's credit cards into a 30-year fixed loan, credited all his closing costs, and reduced his payments over $1,400 a month. Bill was stressed out before calling and saved over $16,000 a year after calling Team Hochberg. If you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, like Bill, and would like to see if refinancing can lower your monthly payment, give Team Hochberg a call now at
312-751-1333. Or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee 4358 and MLS 19186.
Owner-operator truck drivers. The spot market isn't all it's made out to be. Higher cents per mile? Maybe, but also higher costs, more hassles, hand unloads, crazier schedules, and less revenue consistency. Is it worth it? Thousands of owner-operators and more every day are discovering the consistently high revenue and lower operating costs with Schneider's Choice Program, now accepting older trucks. Stop chasing rates and choose a better business model at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Want more out of what you drive? Head to Hyundai, where you'll find more choices for a compact with the feature-packed family of Elantras and more room in a sedan, thanks to the Sonata's class-leading interior space and more options for an all-wheel drive SUV. From the 7-passenger Santa Fe to the versatile Santa Fe Sport to the exhilarating Tucson and first-ever Kona, sized just right for any adventure. Hyundai has 7 2018 models chosen as IIHS top safety picks when equipped with available automatic emergency braking and specific headlights. Plus, they're all backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And there's much, much more. Because with Hyundai, you get a great deal more than just a great deal. Right now, for a limited time, lease a Tucson for only $159 a month. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Passenger volume claim based on manufacturer's websites. IIHS safety claim for Santa Fe Sport models built after June 2017. Visit www.iihs.org for more details. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
C-630-916-630-916-7.
Past 3 years, new vehicle leasing has exploded in popularity in the Chicago market. And the Chicago consumers, thousands of low-mileage cars in great condition. And now they're available for...
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I agree. It's aggressive.
Right. No, I mean, if that's something that you want out of life.
It's your go shorty. It's your birthday.
If you've got the means, you're able to provide that kind of entertainment for yourself, I guess.
I guess I'm with you. This segment's brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire, and it is your chance right now to win $1,000 in cash on the Score. This hour's keyword is quote. Text quote to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is quote to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. The quotes we have been talking about were those of Jake Arrieta. And it's the kind of thing where maybe there's a little bit of culture shock when you go from the Cubs clubhouse, from the Cubs top down, we're considering everything, aware of everything, taking care of every detail kind of environment, and go to a place with a rookie manager and lots of young kids and maybe a little bit of chaos that where Jake said, hey, cut this crap out.
Yeah, and I can't excuse all of it. He's not gonna lie about what he believes needs to happen. He's not wrong about the shifts. And how the Phillies have not been getting out of the shift.
They've been bad at
it. Out of the shifts. Yeah, they've frankly been bad at it. He's got Carlos Santana, a 32-year-old veteran, not running to the correct pace, or at least, well, he's not like he's going from first to third without going to second, but he's not running at all, which is a problem. And I don't know if you saw, it was yesterday, the Phillies were shut down by one Derek Rodriguez. You watching this game? I went back and watched the condensed. It just happened. I'll go through on a Sunday and watch a bunch of condensed games. I'll just watch handfuls of them and just, you know, make sure that I've caught up from the week that was and whatnot.
It's a feel old moment for you.
I saw the hair flying around and I did not, I was unaware of this, Dan. This snuck up on me in a real big way. Derek Rodriguez, which is spelled, by the way, D-E-R-E-C-K. Derek Rodriguez made his first Major League start yesterday for the San Francisco Giants. He went six, gave up one, walked two, struck out six, one home run, had the breaking ball working, was throwing it up in the zone, which was kind of curious. I don't think he was trying to get it up there, but he was able to keep Phillies hitters off with an elevated breaking ball. A good breaking ball, not just like a spinner, but kind of a 12 to 6 curve. He's got 93, 95 in the gas tank, some decent heat. A good delivery from what I saw. Whole flock of hair going on. He is Ivan Rodriguez, Pudge's kid.
And I am old enough to say that I saw Pudge Rodriguez as a rookie. I remember at 19 years old, he came up with the Rangers. And he unleashed a throw that was the most oh my God.
Yeah.
There were a couple in this game, and I don't know if anybody remembers. I could get out the game by games, but it was 1991, and he shot down a couple of White Sox base runners in a way that I had never seen anything like that in my life. And I'm old enough to remember Johnny Bench. And
bumping from his knees.
I mean, but it wasn't trickery. It wasn't sort of like the Santiago stuff or the Tony Pena stuff.
Where you're kind of getting up early.
This wasn't from his knees either. This was pure form, pop time, arm strength, holy crap.
Well, that's something where the White Sox were working with this with Zach Collins in the minor league. Not saying that he's got an arm like this or anything, but they were working on his footwork. You know, just how if a catcher gets up in the proper form, right? If you're just getting up with your shoulder tilted towards second base more, if that's where you're throwing, if you're going down to second base, if you're in that proper position when you pop up, you've got a quicker release. You're able to get the ball out faster. And Rodriguez was so good at that, but because of the arm, he could kind of also do whatever he wanted while he was doing it.
And you know what?
The talent was incredible.
I think, and I thought this was the case, it was his first ever major league game.
No joke.
It was his debut. It was
He hosed a couple?
June 20th of 1991, says at Chicago White Sox, and he was credited with four putouts and two assists. and then those two assists, I was there. I was there.
You were there. Game. He was the most efficient catcher you'd ever seen.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't realize that indeed was his very first major league game, and now his son is pitching.
He's got heat. He's got a good arm. Wow. See how long he lasts in the rotation. Giants certainly use a couple. Meanwhile, by the way, Derek Rodriguez, you know, the throwback and everything, the kid making a start, that's fun. Did you know where the Mariners are? Right now?
First place?
Yeah. Seattle.
Yes, Seattle's. That's
they're
true.
In Seattle. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was
very
watching.
Much.
I was watching MLB Network yesterday. Just kind of had it on while I was doing dishes, and they did a cutaway there, and I'm just watching what's going on. I was thinking, wait a second.
Felix Rodriguez went eight, gave up one, and struck out seven
without a fastball.
I don't know what he's throwing up there anymore. I have no idea what he's giving you. But
yeah, they're 37
team,
and 22.
That's without Robinson Cano. The AL West is just a strange, strange thing to me right now.
And there was this note too that I thought it was interesting. John Jay, did you see this?
No.
Okay, John Jay hit a home run.
The Supreme Court Justice. Oh no, John Jay.
John Jay, the former Cub, who was described by none other than Jake Arrieta as having a nice setup, because he likes to walk around in a.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, in a like a glow in the dark banana hammock.
Oh, an Orlando Hudson.
That's his thing. And I guess Jake said, "Yeah, he's got a nice setup," but
what a rig.
John Jay had baseball's longest active homerless drought for a non-pitcher. In this day and age, with this juiced baseball,
yeah,
that's pretty hard to do. He hit a home run for the first time in 500 plate appearances.
That's almost a season. Well, I mean, for John Jay, that might be a season. That's a long time.
How hard that is to do?
Yeah.
With the contact that he makes, too. He makes contact and has a bit of an uppercut swing.
Yeah, he's not a bad hitter. It's not like he's a Punch and Judy type guy.
Meanwhile, if you're wondering, if you're watching on cameras, why am
I watching you? What the hell are you doing?
This is residual from yesterday.
What did you do yesterday? Were you playing in asbestos? What the hell were you doing?
No. I made fish a la Vera Cruzana. And it included the slicing and de-seeding of a jalapeno pepper.
Oh.
And this is still residual from macing myself, essentially.
Just a jalapeno, too. Nothing anymore. No higher ordinance?
No, not a scotch bonnet, not an habanero, not anything up the Scoville scale. Certainly no Botjolakia or scorpion pepper. Just a pure, fresh, very juicy, oily jalapeno.
Okay, yeah, I'll do
and
it to you.
I messed up, and I washed my hands several times. I showered. I've washed my face several. I still am finding like residual pockets of capsaicin that are getting
into
my eyes.
Stop touching your eyes.
I know.
Stop touching your eyes.
Kids are making fun of you. It turned out
they should make fun of you. I'm sure it was great. That's wonderful. They should make fun of you. Don't touch. You're a grown man.
I know. It's a mistake that I make more often than I care to admit.
No, but I've been there too.
That is actually what is going on with all this.
Hours
so,
late. Last time I did that, I had made myself lunch, cut up the jalapeno, took a nap after lunch, and then immediately on waking up,
rubbed my eyes.
Because I completely forgot. It's a hard nap. It was one of those naps where you think you're kind of going to go through the couch while you're napping, mm-hmm. and then you wake up. Go right for the eyes, and that's painful for 4 or 5 days.
We have the Midday Midway next. It is an anniversary that I like to acknowledge every year when it rolls around. It'll be the first time on this show that we are acknowledging this anniversary of one of the ignominious moments in baseball history.
Okay. We're going to look at the draft, the MLB draft, which begins today, of course. And I've got a question. I have a familial question. For those of you here on the show that I'm entering this phase of my life for the first time. Wonder if I can get a ruling from you guys and from listeners, of course, too.
All right, we'll do that. That is the Midday Midway. It is next on The Score.
Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey joins Mully and Hanley every Wednesday morning at 8 throughout baseball season.
Jim Hickey joins us.
But I will say this about Tyler. He's met these problems head on. He's not running from the fact that he's having trouble throwing the ball over the plate and that it's getting to him.
Jim Hickey talks Cubs with Mully and Hanley Wednesdays at 8 a.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Pro-grade carpet cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening at the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Cubs left fielder Kyle Schwarber on the Bernstein and McKnight Show this morning. Kyle, has the attitude changed for you when you come up looking to throw? People are trying to take...